Live and Rock. Creative soul for creative soul.
Creative soul. Most artists cannot be comfortable stuck in one box.
That's right.
And that's what this podcast is about. It's not just filmmaking, but creative pursuits in general.
The creative life. Whether it's music, whether it's writing, whether it's painting, illustrating,
photography,
dancing, whatever it is.
Make some noise, rock the world before your time runs out. Let them know what you're about and just make some noise. Rock the world, no matter what your game. Make sure the whole world remembers your name. Make some noise, rock the world before my time runs out. You know what I'm about, I'ma make some noise, rock the world.
Yes, once again, we are back for another special episode of Live and Rock.
Yes, indeed.
What do you have to say, Mr. CDH Live?
Yo, we're rocking live, man. It's nice to be in place with a special guest again.
That's right. On the creative couch with us one more time, we have our next guest. My boy, Mr. Jermaine Cowan.
Right away
music up in the building. I don't even know if that's still a thing still.
Yeah, right away, it's always music, you know what I mean?
All right, wicked. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, Jermaine Cowan is a singing recording artist extraordinaire. If you check out the YouTube version of Live and Rock, that's how you can get a nice taste of what Jermaine Cowan does. And of course, we'll break down some more, give some links and plug some stuff that you're doing later on in the show.
Right.
True?
For sure.
All right. But this episode is about what, Mr. CDH Live?
This episode is all about how do you express your voice, find your voice and express your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And as creative souls, we always try to, you know, find the best way to articulate what it is we want to express.
That's right.
And that's what the show is all about, diversifying, reinvention, all the different ways that we can express our true, authentic voice.
And try and find that voice.
Yeah.
Speaking of finding that voice, which is something that I'm... One of the ways I like to find my voice, help me find my voice, is watching other stuff that's out there, listening to other stuff that's out there. So as we usually start the show, we're going to take a quick TV timeout and come back and start off with some light entertainment talk. Talk about what you're feeling in arts and entertainment right now, Mr. CDH Live and Jermaine Cowan. You know, what movies are out there inspiring you? What shows or what, you know, what thing are you binge watching on Netflix right now?
Yeah.
But so let me drop that TV timeout and we'll get right back into it on this episode X of Live and Rock.
Rockin' live.
Yeah. If you know that sound, then I know that you're in the right place. You're in the right vibe.
Yeah, man. Bringing it way back, that classic sound.
Yeah. Michael Knight.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
So speaking of Michael Knight, what are you guys feeling? Who wants to set it off? Like, what are you feeling these days?
I'm actually interested to hear what our guest is feeling right now, because I could go on very easily, but... Jermaine,
honestly, in terms of we're talking about like, TV shows,
movies, even recording artists right now.
I tell you the truth, TV show right now is more Netflix. The thing I'm feeling is Suit.
Yeah, buddy. I love how far are you in it?
I don't know where I am, but I think I'm very far. I'm waiting for the new episodes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're like right up to date, basically.
Yeah, I actually just started watching the series, so I have like a whole heap to catch up.
Okay, wait, so where are you in the series?
I'm like the first season one, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think I'm four right now.
You're in season four?
Four.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like right in the middle of you guys. I'm like in the middle of season three.
Okay.
So I'm just, I mean, for those of you listening out there, you guys are probably like, yeah, these guys are like way back in the Stone Age. Because when Stutes was really the hot thing, it was still a while back, but I just got onto it. I can't lie, yo.
I'm waiting for two shows to start.
But that's the thing I like about Netflix is that you can discover things that have been out for a long time.
You can
go back and grab it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's true. Go ahead.
I was saying there's two other shows I'm waiting for right now.
Which is
Empire.
Yeah, buddy. All right.
And Power.
Okay.
I haven't checked that out yet.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Empire and Nashville. That's what.
Have you checked out Nashville?
I haven't checked out Nashville.
Yeah, you have to check out Nashville, man. Trust me. If you if you're so hard into music, trust me. If you have watched Nashville, you never watched nothing else.
You know, I'm gonna start watching this.
From
my boy Promise got me on we call that show that. Oh my goodness, man. A&E, man. That blasted show, man.
Not Power you're talking about?
Not Power, man.
Oh, you're not. No, it's not on Ballers.
The devil. The one they're killing the demons.
Oh, Supernatural?
No, man.
I don't know.
It will come back to me. A&E.
Okay. You're on Walking Dead. This man. Oh, Walking Dead. You mean on AMC?
AMC.
There we go.
Oh, Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Which. I don't know if I should say it or not, but I guess it's a long time ago. But we plugged the podcast Sam and Jim Go to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And those guys actually ended up becoming writers on.
Oh, they're writers on Walking Dead?
Oh, no, sorry, not Walking Dead, Dead Zone.
You're thinking of something else. Yeah.
But yeah, the point is that there's creative people making progress.
Yeah.
That's my weak attempt to save myself.
So that's what it is. So basically, we're all in agreement. That's really rare.
Yes.
Imagine it took a guest coming on the show for me and CDH Live to come to an agreement on the kind of on the things that we're feeling at the same time.
Yeah, and I don't know if we'll get time for this, but top five, which we've done before, is now on Netflix. I watched it again because it's that good. But I'm hoping that with our guest today, we might be able to get a top five reggae artist.
Jeez! I like that still.
If you're going from the vintage one then to the new school.
Right, period. All time. We're not talking of all time.
Yeah.
You know what? Start mulling that over in the back of your mind, Jermaine. We're not going to get into it right at this second.
Four solid right now.
Start mulling that over, and then, you know, we're going to get into the rest of the show, and then when we get into the feature conversation, we'll spend some time talking about the top five. Because today, speaking of reggae artists who use their voice as an instrument.
Yeah.
That's what this episode is about. It's about finding your voice. So we want to get into the main topic of discussion, the many different ways you can try and find your voice through different mediums, through different forms of art. But before we get into that, I want to give you guys out there who have a voice and are trying to aspire to use your voice to become professionals, we want to give you some ammunition for your artistic mission as we get into this segment I like to call Suit Up. So we're going to give you some tips and tools on things that you can find out there to use to help you get your creative career off the ground, right? So without further ado, let me play that segment break and we get into the Suit Up section like this.
Suit up.
Suit up.
Suit up.
You suit it up.
Snow suit up. Flight suit up. Penguin suit it up. Suit up. You suit it up. Birthday suit it up. Slut up. Suit up. Suit up. Suit it up. Suit up. Suit up. Space suit up.
No, suit up. Suit up.
That's right. It's all about suiting up right now. And for today, what we wanted to recommend is our tip/tool. I mean, sometimes we're going to give you guys practical things, like an actual tool you can use. Sometimes they're going to be like a resource, as in a movie or a television show that we find particularly insightful or motivating for you. And sometimes it's going to be a little bit of both. But today, my man, Jermaine Cowan, since you're the guest, you were telling us about an app that Live and Rot needs to get on that we don't know about that would probably help us in our endeavor as podcasters. So can you tell us about that?
It's an app that actually a client of mine came in and told me about.
What was that?
Periscope.
Periscope.
Yes. She actually sat down and we went through the whole segment of the consultation to the haircut and everything.
Yeah.
And she was doing it live, and I think this is over 5 million people are viewers.
Okay. So speaking of viewers, for the benefit of our listeners, this is the audio show.
Yeah.
They don't know what we're talking about right now. So break down, what is Periscope? What is the app for? What is it for? Video?
The app is a video. It's video. Not still pictures.
Okay.
It's video. You can it's live.
Okay.
You know, right on the spot, the way you got to do. And there's hearts on the right hand side that you can actually like it, like what's going on and stuff like that.
So if I can just further break it down. So you're recording videos live.
I'm still learning this, eh?
Okay.
I'm on it. I'm still learning.
You're on it. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's amazing.
But
yeah,
basically, it's like broadcasting video live.
Yeah, live.
No matter where you are.
You got it. Just sum it up, guy.
And when you're broadcasting, people can literally like your broadcast live.
And they're talking. They're talking
to you?
Not more.
Oh, like
yeah,
time,
you
like,
can't
like
give shout outs and say, Memphis in the house. Toronto in the house.
Right.
Big up, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Join in on your conversation and stuff like that and ask questions.
Okay.
Yeah, man. And it will be hard for live and rock and live.
For sure. Honestly, you showed me a little bit of it today when we were doing our video shoot, which of course was off the chain as well. You guys are tuned into the video podcast, Live and Rock video show for the music video and the stuff we were doing. But aside from that, like I said, you showed me the Periscope app and it looked nice. So we're definitely going to check that out for the Live and Rock show. We would love to be able to incorporate some live interactive thing. Not true, CDH.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. In fact, we are actually live on Periscope right now.
Nice. Stop the madness. Are you serious?
Yeah, we are. And, we are recording. It's actually my first Periscope because I downloaded the app. And I just figured, hey, what? Why not just try it out right now for real? And
wow, we're
live on Periscope.
Whoa, yo, check this out.
We're just testing it out.
Yo, this is crazy. This is blowing my mind. If you guys tune in to this very first ever CDH Live Periscope video, you're going to literally see your eyes how we record the audio podcast.
Yeah, but the thing is with this app is it doesn't record it for later viewing. Oh. It's live stream.
You can even if it's streamed now,
you
can check it out later too.
Oh, look at that. Okay, so we're learning more.
Thank you.
So we'll figure out the rest and we'll give the Live and Rock audience some more details on that.
Yeah. But at the end of the day,
shout out to Milo Flex because he also was pushing, promoting this app too.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So there you go.
Big app, man. Trust me.
All right. So there you have it, folks. I think that's a pretty good plug and a pretty good resource for all of you guys out there who are, like your boys Live and Rock, who may not be right up to date with the latest and greatest at all times. Sometimes that's why we're doing the Live and Rock show, because we want to create a creative community so that we can help each other get ahead and do better and just get as far as we can with this creative career pursuing, right?
True.
So this is good. So what?
So apparently we had two live viewers.
Yes, sir.
Alright, I love this.
So we'll start incorporating this more as we continue to
Talks.
We might as well do the audio, you're doing the Periscope.
Yeah, and we'll have to figure out, because it looks like they have lots of the videos that you showed me earlier, Jermaine. They look like they had long videos. Like they were like 2 hours on some of them.
Yeah.
So it looks like we can literally record
full show.
So basically, I don't think you're not saving it on your device. It's just saving it on their server. Yo, this is crazy. Okay, I'm getting excited. I'm sorry, guys. I'm probably going over our time for this segment as well because I'm getting excited.
But usually it's a pretty cool thing. I think it's gonna enhance the whole experience
of Live and Rock for sure.
Yeah,
and I know that's what you love the most. You love the live thing, CD8. So
definitely.
Yeah. All right. So as a matter of fact, because this is episode X, meaning we don't really know when you guys are gonna get this episode. We're recording this literally the last day of summer holidays, but you probably ain't gonna hear this until much later. So maybe even by the time you're listening to this, you already would have seen Live and Rock running Periscope for like a month already. But for those of you know, but you know, just for as it is right now, yes, we're gonna start doing that. And again,
I don't even know what to say. I don't even have a good segue. Yeah. It's nice. It's nice when you can get something so nice that you just leave you speechless. You know you're in a good spot. So, I think our time is really done for that segment anyway. So what we're going to do is we're going to get into the main feature conversation today, which is, what was it, Finding
your voice.
All right.
What does it actually mean to express your true, authentic voice?
All right.
Whether it's, you know, diversifying or reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
We're going to talk with our special guest, Mr. Jermaine Cohen, and find out what it means to truly find your voice.
Right. And there's a good reason why he's a good guest for this topic too as well, because when we talk about finding our voice, it really applies to not just when you're in one specific medium, but it's especially poignant and a very crucial topic to explore when you have more than one medium that you want to express yourself in. It's very, you know, very hard to find your voice.
For sure.
Find the right medium for the right voice.
Inside the mind of this man right here.
Exactly, Mr. Jermaine Cohen. So without further ado, let me just switch gears a bit as we get ready to get into our feature conversation on Live and Rock's Finding Your Voice episode, on episode X of Live and Rock, Rockin' Live. Yes, boys, we are back on the topic of finding your voice on the Live and Rock show. So how do you want to set it off? I know this was your topic, CDH Live, that you really wanted to explore. And
yes.
Tell me again how you came up to this topic.
Well, I mean, we've been having conversations over the last few episodes about, you know, diversification, about reinvention.
Yeah.
And to me, it seemed like we were on this sort of theme that is related to finding your artistic voice, your creative voice,
right?
And how do you truly express that? And our guest today, I thought it would be the perfect person to talk about this, because this is a man who has truly expressed himself in multiple artistic ways. So Jermaine Cohen, if you Google Jermaine, the first thing you're going to see is live performance video. He's been on TV performing. He's got videos out. He's got Facebook, YouTube. He's a social media guru. But then he's also got not only his albums on iTunes, he's got a new venture, which is a hair studio called Stubbs. And it is really redefining, especially for the urban culture, how we look at our hair care and personal grooming, especially for men.
Yeah.
So he's got some ridiculous insight that I want to open up and just find out where his mind and his heart is at on this topic.
That's a very good intro. That's a strong intro. I hope you can live up to the hype.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not a talker, but okay. Yeah, man, it's a pleasure and an honor just to be here in the presence of you guys. You know, guys have been family for centuries, decades.
Yeah, for real. It feels like it. Well, I'm gonna try and jump in real quick and make it, you know, start off easy for you. So, CH Live mentioned you're a recording artist. He mentioned this hair studio. Another thing that I like about you that hardly anybody knows and you never talk about is that you actually are an excellent illustrator, even though it's not something that you necessarily push or use a lot. But in general, to start off this conversation of finding your voice, my question to you is, to start it off, like, with all those different mediums and all the other things that are available to you, how do you decide on a given day when you get up what is the form of expression that you want to really focus on in your life, or focus on this particular day, or focus on this season of your life? Like, how did you know, go from one to the next? What are the things that went through your mind?
Honestly, everything that I do, or you see I do, it's like a hobby, man. You know what I mean? It's not, these things are not work anymore.
So your hair studio is just a hobby?
It's just a hobby, man. You know what I mean?
Because, must be nice when you...
you know, when something become you know, you're passionate about something or driven about something, it doesn't become work anymore.
That's true. That's right.
You know what I mean? You're just excited to go in. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm going to work on something new today.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
like somebody want to go in the studio to go record. They're working on something new today, a new project.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's how I look at it. Because if I'm not in the studio, how can I utilize my other gifting?
Right.
I'm at a creative side of me. How can I utilize it elsewhere?
Yeah.
I can't get to do an illustration, you know, on canvas or paper.
Yes.
How can I do it elsewhere?
Yeah.
You understand? Okay, how can I do it in, you know?
Yeah.
So now I have, I'm working with individuals. People's, I'm working with their hair. Hair and all of that.
Yeah.
How can I be creative with the hair? How can I fuse all of this here? How can I fuse the music element of this hair and all of that?
You know what I mean?
And it's so interesting. You know what I mean? Every day when I get up, I'm like, honestly, I'm just grateful. Grateful of the direction I'm in right now. Music is not left behind at all.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm just at a different place creatively right now.
You're kind of focusing more on the here studio and that that aspect of it. And I love the way you broke it down on the video when we did the video podcast earlier of how you talked about the inner versus the outer. Yeah. And I want us to get to that because that was a very powerful statement you made. Yeah. But I'm just curious, like you said, right now you're focusing on the here thing versus the music, even the music is there. But, you know, like, how did you come to that place, that decision, you know, that this is the season? Maybe I'm getting a little bit too deep or I'm not really bringing it.
I think I'm curious about that as well. When you've been, you know, doing well, growing and experiencing success in an area, in this case, in your case, music, you know, you were touring internationally, you released your albums and they were selling well, people were calling to book you, and you decided to make a shift and change your primary focus. Like you said, music has not gone away, but what kind of thought process went into that transition from focusing the primary energy to this hair studio, the entrepreneurial journey?
Well, the business side was always there.
Okay.
Before the music. Okay. You know what I mean? And But music became the foreground. Music was the last thing I wanted to do in my life.
Really?
Knowing that music was a part of my family.
Right.
You understand? But it was the last thing on my plate.
Okay. You know, when you were really young. Like before,
I didn't want it to be, so you know what? Oh, everybody's doing music in my family. I'm going to do the music.
You know what I mean?
I wanted to do something. It's like the prodigal son wanted to try something different and come back to the main focus.
It's like the heart of this conversation. You wanted to find your own voice. You didn't want it just because...
You see what I'm saying?
Do the family business. Just because everyone says that's the family business. I get you.
But what made that really transition was I was at a point when things was gonna really blow big time with me and my management a few years ago, and it was just like a big hammer just came and just dropped right in the midst. It just created a turning point to say, you know what, okay, Lord, what else is there can I actually turn to in the midst of trying to restructure
what was
going on. And you know, my ex, you know, she was telling me, you know, always telling me, why don't you get back in the hair business and all that?
Yeah.
Because that's always something I was doing under
You were always doing the hair.
Always.
Yeah. You were cutting our hair for us when we were doing the House of Davidson.
When we
were all one group back in the days doing music.
And honestly, I've never really told anyone, but I went into a depression mode.
Okay.
For like a year. You know, I went on to St. Catherine, came back, you know, Young and Lawrence. And that's when I decided I wanted to, you know what, I'm just going to go focus.
Yeah.
And just, you know, go in the entrepreneurial mindset for a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, you live in Canada, you need something stability.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just went that direction. And honestly, one client actually made that turning point for me. Mm-hmm. I never look back.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Because from 2009, 2008, I always tell God, so you know what, if I'm going to get in the hair business, I want to own something.
Yeah.
And that's always the mindset.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be at a certain place at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Pay a certain type of money for rent and or lease.
Right.
You know what I mean? And live in the area. You know what I mean?
Right.
And see it happening today.
So what was the client experience that made that turning point?
I remember I given out over 3,000 cards one day, you know. And one person came in after 3 months and they sat down, you know.
Just to make sure I understand you, you're saying that only one person came in after 3 months of grinding out thousands of cards.
Whew. The KSC is the preparation.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Preparing, you know what I mean? But anyway, when he came in, he asked me straight, can you cut this type of hair?
Right.
And I answer him with a straight answer. I never cut your type of hair before, but I believe and I know you're going to like it after.
What type of hair?
It was a Caucasian hair. Straight.
Caucasian hair,
yeah.
Okay.
And because, you know, I'd never really focus on that type of hair.
Right. And you've only cut black hair up until
black
then.
Hair,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I went in the, I tell him, sit down, and I went in the back.
Yeah.
And I literally prayed, man.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, you know what? I've never done it before, but you and I going in there.
Yeah.
I gave out this card for a reason, so you and I going out there on the battleground.
Yeah.
And I said, "You, I'll be the instrument. You direct everything."
Yeah.
And bro, when I finished the haircut, the guy started laughing.
Laughing.
And he laughed. It was laughing. I said, "You know, honestly, this is the best haircut I've ever got in my life."
Seriously? That's what he said?
Best haircut you have ever gotten in his life. It's supposed to take me half an hour. It took me an hour. But I didn't care.
Yeah.
But when he said that,
yeah,
I changed his life.
Mm.
And it changed me.
Ah.
And from then, I said, you know what? This is what I need to do.
Yeah.
I realized that I affect him.
Yes.
Affect him internally and externally.
You know what I like about that story? And we're going to have to take a real quick break just in a few seconds, in a minute or two. But what I really love about the end of that story there is that you said that his experience and his reaction changed your life.
Yeah.
Changed his life. And it also made you feel like, okay, this is the thing I want to do.
Yeah.
And that's another aspect of finding your voice that I want us to touch on when we come back from the break. Mm-hmm. Is that your voice, would you say it's fair to say that your voice is kind of like your mission, your message, your purpose, and that you want to come through in every kind, whatever your art form is, what is that message, that purpose that should be fulfilled in that art form of expression?
Yeah, it's that's a good way of putting it. It's kind of like finding out your prime directive.
Yes. yeah.
So yeah, I could definitely relate to that. And how are we doing on time?
We have like 2 minutes before we have to take the break, if you really want to stretch it.
Okay, so let's take the break and come back and talk about that prime directive and how it can be expressed in multiple ways.
Exactly, yeah. Which is something that you did mention in our original focus versus diversification episode. So it's kind of like, yeah, we're having little throwbacks here. So we'll take a quick break. And then we'll come back and finish up on that topic.
Yeah.
Peace.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Again, continuing this very, very, very warm conversation so far about finding your voice on Live and Rock, Rocking Live, as always. I don't know what's up with my background music, but yo, let's just get it popping. Here we go. So before the break, CDH, you were saying?
Well, I mean, we're talking about finding the different ways to express your voice. Mm-hmm. And Jermaine was talking about the story of how he first transitioned to this entrepreneurial mindset,
yes,
and opening up a hair studio. So in the break that you guys didn't hear, Jermaine also shared a little bit more about, you know, the length of the process. It actually wasn't just an overnight decision,
right?
But there was a lot along the way. So I'd love for you to share a little bit more, Jermaine, with the listeners about, you know, how you came to the point of deciding this was it, and what that meant for the rest of your artistic expression when you came to that decision.
Yeah. And before you do, just put and take a note, CDH, we have to get back to as well, finding your mission. Your mission in...
Yeah,
directive. Yeah, your prime directive in your voice. And after that, we also have to get into the top five reggae artists of all time. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so, yes, yeah. Getting back to the long story.
What I was saying in the off air was more how we got the name Stubbs.
Yes.
And what made the decision and pursuing what I'm pursuing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes you have to be comfortable in certain areas of where you want your voice to be vocal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And my hair is one of my strengths.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that come natural.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I can't say if it's a gift or a talent, but I can say it's the gifting of you see things and pulling things out. That's the gifting part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the other part is that the talent is something you just develop. You know what I mean? And just being on top of your game.
Right.
But
right.
Anyway, where Stubbs came from now is
the name
Stubbs. a buddy of mine, a really great friend of mine, we sat down in a pizza place across Young and Lawrence there. And he gave me, you know, he said, well, why not name the business Stubbs?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Stubbs? No, that sounds like, can I say this type of word on the air? Can I say it?
It's PG. It's
PG?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I thought it was just the genital area.
Yes, right.
You know what I mean?
It didn't sound like sensible at all. Sensible. It sounded very
graphic.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I had other names, but okay. I can't really say the other names on air, okay? Well, because maybe I use it down the line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But there was three other names. Mm-hmm. But anyway, after 2 years, we came back to that same spot.
Wow.
And, you know, still going over names. And he said, mm-hmm. you know what? Use Stubbs.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what that means, man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was saying, in the stubbles, you know, regrowth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anytime people, the hair is growing back, it doesn't matter where it is.
Yeah, there's always,
they're going to think about you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, the light bulb.
Stubbs. From your hair start growing back, you think, oh, stubbles. I got to go, getting regrowth. Stubbles. Gotta,
you have
right.
to go to Stubbs.
Get rid of those stubs, all right.
You know, but I wanted to spell it in a creative name, creative way, not with the S, but
Stubbz. Yeah.
Okay, you know, young people like the swag,
course,
you know what I mean?
So, you gotta have some swag.
You know what I mean? And from then, man, it just took off.
So you say that the you know, you spell it in a creative way and you say it's for the young people like the swag, but is that not a identification of your artistic voice there?
Yeah, that's true.
It is. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's an expression of your voice. The way you choose to even spell it is part of your voice.
Yeah, I think everything you do, you know, is create that voice. You know what I mean? And even the audience, you know what I mean? Who I wanted to reach.
Right.
You know what I mean? I wanted to use my voice to reach professionals.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And yes, you know, young people and stuff like that, kids and all of them thing. But I wanted to reach professionals, give them that. Because, you know, I'm coming out of the fashion business and,
right.
you know, all the urban lifestyle and all those things.
Right.
And I wanted to incorporate, how can I infuse my music, you know, my illustration and all of those things into hair?
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it was very easy. You know what I mean?
So actually, if I could even provide some additional insight on that. So essentially, like, on the surface, Stubbs could be considered for it. Kind of, someone might think, "Oh, it's just another urban style barbershop, just like any other urban barber out there, catering to the urban community, hip hop community, black young black folks, right? But you also have a background in high-end fashion. Spent many years back in our soldiering days when we were pursuing a music career as a group together with House of David. Go look that up online. back in those days, you were working your day job in the fashion industry for
14 years, man.
14 years doing suit and apparel, high-end stylist for suit and apparel for, can we say the name of the
I guess I'm Morris Clothing.
Morris, for Morris Clothing for men out in Canada. So, if I'm understanding you the story now, it's like when you got that epiphany and you realize, okay, you're going to pursue the stubs and the hairstyling, you wanted to incorporate both of those, worlds. Because that defined you and defined, I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, the audience that you wanted to reach.
Yes.
Right?
And it's all about, it's not just a cut. Mm-hmm. It's an experience when you come.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's all about from the consultation. Mm-hmm. The haircuts start from the consultation.
Yes.
Yeah. Right to when you get up out the chair heading out. You know what I mean? Yes. That's where it starts.
Yes.
And I wanted to be in a high-end area where, you know, you know, not bringing the typical.
Yes.
And if you notice, it's not Stubbs Barbers, it's Stubbs Hair Studio. Because I want, you know, even to, if I'm going to hire somebody, I want them to give them a platform to come and create.
Right.
You understand? And even if you can't cut, but how you look, draw people attention.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's what I wanted to bring to the table.
I love the knowledge that you're dropping, because it's serious. Like, for those who are not really paying attention, like, it's serious. Like, Jermaine Cowan is communicating right here is that everything you do, once you do find your voice, everything you do is expressing your voice, should be reflecting your voice, not just the finished product, but even the method and the routine that you use to produce it should reflect your voice, down to the font you use in your logo,
everything.
Like you said, even in your choice of name for the in your case, Hair Studio, or your business, or your album, or whatever it is, like UCDH Live, when you're talking about, you know, the CDH Live brand of as Lift Entertainment, like that comes from your voice, knowing your voice and who you're trying to reach, right?
Yeah, and it's an interesting thing that the results of that, I can say I was, because I get my hair done at Stubbs, and the last time I was there, I had a conversation with another client who said, you know what, this style I've been sporting for the last year, I never wanted to have it. he said he gave Jermaine, you know, a blight to let him try something on him.
Yeah.
And he said after he did it once, he said it just became a part of him. So it's really a high impact result when you put your authentic voice out there, how it impacts people.
Yeah.
Because
you know, one of the funniest things, sometimes a client will come in and they said to me, you know what, do whatever, man. I said, you know what, all I want you to do, do you trust me? Once you say you trust me, then, you know, then the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. Sometimes I'll go home and sleep. And see things for a client, a certain type of client, and I when they come in the next time, I would say, you know what, I have something fantastic for you.
Yeah.
And they say, you sure? I said, you trust me?
Trust me.
I guarantee you will like it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And you see, it's because you put so much heart and soul and so much passion into it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As I said, it's not a job anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just a hobby. You know, I get up today and say, you know what, I'm going to paint a picture today, man.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And that's what it is.
So it's fascinating to me how much we can talk about this Stubbs, because it's only been around for a couple of years, and you've been a recording artist, a singer for very much longer than you've been, you know, having this business. So just to kind of shift gears a bit, because I'm really hoping to hear this top five from you.
Yeah.
I want to know, you know, what did you have to wrestle with in terms of your other artistic expression, specifically as a musician, as a singer? What were the considerations and the, you know, challenges you had to face when when Stubbs became such a large part of your life compared to your career as a recording artist and performer?
Was there any drawbacks? Was there any repercussions? You know, what did you have to really, any challenges in making that transition and focus?
Well, as I said, through the depression mode, you know, that it became easy to transition into that. Mm. You know what I mean? To recover and to regroup, restructure myself. But now, because Stubbs is like 90% of my life right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you know, the music get 10%. It affect my writing skills.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It affect my...
Meaning that they've gone down a bit?
It gone down a little bit, rusty. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? It's like I have to get a bunch of people and say, you know what? You know, I can't even think to write even the first line. You know what I mean?
But
music remind me now, like a girlfriend that I should have... you know,
the one that got away.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm searching for her right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm getting nightmares and dreams.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And to the point that it breaks me down emotionally sometimes. So if you hear me get choked up on your show, I'm very sorry, because when I talk about these things, I'm very passionate about it.
Yeah.
I don't know about other people. I'm very driven about these things. Mm, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because I believe these things are in my life for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And music, I feel like I'm at the place that I have to get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I spend most of my time, I have to work or... during, you know, breaks of my work, watching a lot of stage shows.
Okay.
That's where I try to, you know, build up my momentum.
You know,
the funniest thing, Stubbs is a platform where there's a lot of artists.
Yes, that come through that.
You know what I mean? And I wanted to be that platform for artists to pass through. That inspired me.
Yeah. That's one thing that's really good. That's really good about it. Sorry, I'm getting cues from CDH Live. I don't know what he's talking about here. Some technical issues we're dealing with.
I just wanted to flip up the background track.
Oh. this guy is dissing the DJ. Okay.
Well, you know, one song can only go so well.
I'm so engrossed in the conversation, I'm not even really paying attention to the background music.
But,
all right. So, anyways, before I was rudely interrupted. Yes, one thing about when you find your voice, which I picked out on what you just said there, Jermaine, is that once you find your voice is unique in the world, and you are the only person that can express that voice from that perspective with your particular life experience and insights, and it will reach a specific audience.
Yeah.
It's good to have stuff that's general, that can reach a general audience, you know, and everything has its place. Even like here on the Live and Rock show, we like to start the show off talking about general arts and entertainment, because we want to be able to, you know, set the table for you, if you will, invite everyone, as much people in as possible.
Yeah.
But once you get past that initial introduction and that initial stage, people need something deeper, and the things that last long, those are the things I'm learning late in my career. The lasting things are things that are very deep and unique, right?
Yeah.
And that only comes from your voice, right? So the Stubbs here studio, having that experience that a lot of artists come there and you're able to relate to them from an artist's perspective, not just, you know, as a barber. That's a very unique thing that can draw, that will, you know, be lasting and have a lot of draw for people who are like us.
Yeah, it's the thing that differentiates you from all the others out there.
Yes.
Right? Because as you are the one and only Jermaine Cohen, you know, I could go to another barber, or anyone could go to another barber, but they're not going to get the same experience
exactly
that they get when they come to Stubbs. Just like when they come to a Jermaine Cohen show, they can't get that experience from anyone else.
Exactly.
And I'm happy to know that you're still actively performing, writing, producing, recording. I know you had a few performances this summer, and you know, when people come to a show to see Jermaine Cohen, they know they're getting something unique. They're getting something distinctive.
Yeah.
So, the one last thing I would want to bring up before we transition to our next segment is you know, for those who are still trying to find their voice, mm-hmm. it's a little bit vague sometimes. You know, how do you know it's your voice, and how do you truly find what that is when you're you know, still kind of discovering? You're in that stage of, you know, just trying to put out good work. How do you put out good work that is you? Like, how did you come to that as an artist?
For me, I have to stay true to me, man. You know what I mean?
Before you answer that question, could I add to that question? Because I wanted to ask you something similar, which is basically, what is the Jermaine Cowan voice? Because your voice, as defined by like CDH Live and our other podcasts, it's that message, it's that theme, that central idea that you can express in many ways. So when you're doing your Stubbs entrepreneurial venture, that theme, that message is the same theme that you would express in your music or in your art or in your drawing, right? So,
you see, for me, it's about detail.
Okay.
You understand? And detail is very, very important to me.
Okay.
You know, and I believe God gave me that eye for detail. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And anything I touch, I make sure I want to put 150% on it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's from print media, if it's from writing or recording or just even rehearsal.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Even just to draw something, you know, illustrate something, even when I'm dressing.
Yes.
I would put on 5 different outfit
for
it to be the right one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I believe that's my true expression.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I always try to be true to who I am in anything that I'm doing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I think that speaks a lot.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I express my voice in those areas. You know what I mean? If I'm even going to play dominoes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to look a certain way. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know? And that's just me. And they can say whatever it is. That's just me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Everything has to be on point.
Yeah. The thing that comes to me when you say that is that the love is in the details. Okay. That's kind of what I'm hearing you kind of say.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what the medium is, for you, it's all about looking at those fine details that people
important.
Take for granted, you know, but they actually make a huge difference. It's those little details.
You know, one thing I believe when you, you know, I'm going to go biblical with this. I believe, you know, if you want God to bless you with something, God going to bless you with, you know, what I mean is, if you're going to come to God half-hearted, you know what I mean? You're going to expect back half of that.
Right.
If you're not come to me to tell me the truth, but you come with half life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Because
if
you want, if you want something full or effective, you have to just come 100% with it.
150.
I think that a lot of us do consider the details, but it's a matter of finding what it is that we want to express.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you say you consider 5 different outfits for a given occasion, it sounds like you're looking for the outfit that communicates a certain thing.
Yeah.
Or makes you feel a certain way so that you can be in that zone for that occasion.
Yeah.
Right? But if you're not sure where you want to be or what you want to express in that occasion, maybe your authentic voice is not in that occasion.
Right.
Neutral.
Right.
Right? So that's something that I've been learning and growing in lately is just, you know, finding where I have something to say.
Yes.
Because if you have a voice, it means you have something to say.
Yes.
And there may be certain things that you don't really have anything to say on that.
Right.
So why not better use your voice in the
somewhere
areas where
else
you have something to say?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You know what? It's funny. No matter how far we're in a journey, we continue to learn.
Yeah.
And even as much as I kind of pretty much know what my voice is now, you know, I'm still learning every day. And sometimes there are days when I decide to try something, and after I start trying it, I stubbornly have to admit after a while that, boy, you know what? Maybe this one is not me. I have to save this for other people, for the experts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even if, let's say, for instance, I can get transparent. I was talking about the digital art that I'm trying to expand my library or my collection for my comic cons and things. So, you know, I've been having a hard time expanding the collection. Like, I did my Inspiration series. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen that with the comic books, motivational comic book art. And those came like water. It was like breathing and it was nice.
Yeah.
But in the last month or so, I've been working hard to try and come up with other stuff. And boy, every idea I come up with, Regin, it's just like, it's just not coming, Yeah, yeah. No, so after a while, it's like, you have to think, okay, maybe really and truly, this is not really where my voice is best expressed, but you know, go back to the drawing board and or even more importantly, focus on the main thing, which is for me is the writing and storytelling. So I was already going to be focusing on this right now, but it just means the balance of how much time I put in each thing is weighted accordingly to what's most important.
And like Jermaine says, sometimes it is in the details, because you could be an amazing singer, but you're not a very good songwriter.
Right,
and
exactly.
Maybe it's just not you to write the words, but you know how to sing them.
Yes, right?
And there are some artists who are great recording artists, but they can't perform live.
Yes.
It doesn't take away from them as an individual, but they express themselves through the recording. They can do things on a recording that they can't do on a live stage.
Yeah.
Where, of course, I'm the opposite. I like to be in front of, I like to be on stage, and I do greater things on stage than I can do necessarily in studio. And then certain aspects are, you know, maybe for more personal, like maybe your illustrations are for more personal use, for friends, for family. But you don't really have a desire to put your voice out there in a commercial way with your art.
Yes.
You know, or maybe it's just not the time for it.
Right?
I agree.
Man, honestly, we're really getting, I feel like we're getting some really good stuff, some rich nuggets here on this conversation. But true say time is running. We have about 5 minutes left in the show, and we wanted to get into the top five. So since the last thing you talked about was performing and artists, I think it's a perfect time we get into the top five reggae artists of all time. And I'll put it out there. We have to come back and visit Jermaine Cowan again, another episode down the road, because there's a lot more we could say on this topic, but I apologize for your listeners, but we just have a time that we got to deal with. So just to make this whole show really good for you guys, a whole, let's switch gears to the top five reggae artists, because Jermaine Cowan, you are a reggae artist extraordinary, and you come from the homeland of reggae, so your opinion is very high right now. When it comes to that,
you see, I can say my top five of all time best, you know, reggae artists.
Yes,
I say, you know, everyone know Bob Marley, and
that's a given. Yes,
you know?
That's a given.
And you have Dennis Brown.
Okay,
Dennis Brown, another foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? We grew up on Dennis Brown. We grew up on a lot of songs these days that they're sampled by Dennis Brown. Bob Marley.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the other one is Garnet Silk.
Okay.
Garnet is another key one. He died at a young age, but you know what I mean? He was gonna be the next runner, legend for Bob Marley. You know what I mean? I would say Barry Salmon.
Okay,
Barry Salmon is another foundation.
I'm seeing a trend here, man.
Yeah, Barry Salmon is another
vintage.
It's all vintage. The funniest thing, you know, today, even today, Barry Salmon is still because you can listen to Dennis Brown right now, live, and it sound like the record.
Wow,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I am going by artists that sound like the record
on stage, on thing.
The other one, you know, who's a really, really great one too. I'll say, Freddie McGregor.
Okay.
Yeah, Freddie McGregor. Yeah. Push come to shove.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, big ship sailing on the. Yeah, these are some big records, man. You know, I'm talking in my time. You know, what I mean, there's way back. You know, if you want to go way back.
No, but hold on. When you say my time, you make it sound like you're old, Bridget.
No.
Because if you're saying
man,
that's
I'm
your
25,
time...
Man. I'm 25, guy.
Don't believe the hype. Okay.
But,
like, those guys are not really... They're not... Okay. When you say your time... You weren't big when, like, no, you weren't an old, no, you weren't a grown man when they you were a little kid. That's what I'm trying to say.
I was a kid. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're saying that, okay, so I get what you're saying, because even with me, like, it's like me with the hip hop. Like, I, if someone asks me my top five with the hip hop, I'm always quoting mans from 20 years ago, right? Yeah. So I get where you're coming from. But hold on. No, because we're really short on time. We only have like 2 minutes left. So I just want to ask CDA, since you brought up the topic.
Sizzla.
That's what I was going to ask. Are there any modern day artists, like, within the, like, the, you know, the last decade,
Tyrus Riley that
you're feeling?
Tyrus Riley.
Okay, who does he sing? Give me a taste. What is
he? You know, he's the one that sing "She's Royal, So Royal."
Yeah.
Well, you have the Beanie Man and the Bounty Killer.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, that's good. Your list, I can't say nothing wrong with your list, because your list is solid. Still, the only thing I would say is it would be nice.
Sorry, my bad. That's bad.
Oh, is that our time is up?
Yes, go on.
Okay, well, yeah.
What you're saying.
It would have been nice to hear somebody who does a little more DJing on the list.
Yeah, like you just said, the Beanie Man.
Beanie Man. I think for me personally, I would have put Bojo on that list.
Bojo. You can't leave Bojo out.
I was just about to say Bojo, man. You just read my mind, Bredrin. Yeah. I was just about to say Bojo.
I would have put Bojo then Sizzla.
Okay.
We'll definitely have to open this top five up for those who want to comment top five reggae artists of all time.
I know a lot of people, young people out there, will probably say Sean Paul on there, because Sean Paul.
No,
you don't think so?
No.
Brethren.
No.
Okay,
no,
you know what? I'm looking at it from industry, like a comp.
No,
like
on a real note, I would give Sean Paul some ratings, because he's accomplished some pretty serious things.
Saying.
And not only that, but he actually is a, like, he's a dangerous writer.
He's
coming solid with his lyrical content, flow, delivery. He's coming solid, and he's found a way to make it crossover.
Rebuttal.
No. You see, because I know about these artists. No. I would even give Agent Sasko over Sean Paul, even though Agent Sasko haven't got international.
I give him ratings.
Okay, I have to be the voice of reason here. We're getting a little heated here, a little debate, which is what we love on Live and Rock, but time is gone. So we're going to put it to the fans out there as usual. Who are your top five reggae artists of all time? In the meantime, send us that feedback through email, hit us up at liveonrock.com. We have less than a minute to say everything else we got to say. The bar is red. CDH.
Yeah, so thank you guys for tuning in once again. And Live and Rock, don't forget the Road to Life, CDH Live.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens when one artist takes 1 year to put 1,000 hours of practice in. What difference does it make?
It helps you to find your voice. That's the difference that it makes. Right?
All
right. Where they can find you in 30 seconds?
They can go anywhere online. Google my name. I'm on all social media. And Stubbs Lifestyle, STUBZ Lifestyle.com. Just check it out.
All right. It's been another awesome one. Warm and lovely and fun and all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
We hope to do it again. But in the meantime, as we always like to say on every show, and we mean it, real talks from the bottom of the heart. If you're going to live, you might as well rock.
Whatever it is.